Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
It's my game right here. I feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it. I taste it. It's time for you to be legendary right here, boy.
This is First and Pod.
They could not run the ball to save their lives in this game.
Your favorite team through a national lens.
The beauty of this podcast is that we don't gloss over anything. We do every team in every game.
Instant reaction to all the big games all season long.
The NFL never seems to let us down when we need a banger, banger.
Now, here are your hosts, Andrew Filippone, with 8-time Pro Bowl corner and 3-time first-team NFL All-Pro.
Peterson may go all the way. He will. Patrick Peterson wins it.
Patrick Peterson.
Pass that. I need to see that alter ego. I thought it was a very bad indication where week one in the fourth quarter, JJ is standing next to Justin Jefferson saying, "Don't give up on me, man. Don't give up on me." I said, "We are." 3 quarters into the NFL season, he's got to tell his receiver, "Don't give up on me." It's not a good sign out there in Minnesota. Let's go to Madrid for the Dolphins and the Commanders, because I cannot figure out the Miami Dolphins to save my life. I do
me
not.
Either, but they won it for
I'm
me.
Not going to predict the Dolphins
All
game.
All these games came down to last second field goals or overtime, and Pat won every single one of them. Can we just let the record show that?
Maybe you guys can explain how the Dolphins are doing it, how they have a winning streak, and what's going on. But let's talk about this Commanders-Dolphins game. Dolphins come out victorious.
Man, how about the Miami Dolphins? Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins are number one. Man, Mike McDaniel's got these guys rolling right now.
just they're just playing different. They're just playing with a different attitude, playing with a different mindset, especially on defense. It just seemed like they have a new sense of urgency of how they want to play defense. And Pony also talked about it. Whenever they decide to show up, they actually do play some decent football in the last 2 weeks. The Miami Dolphins as a team has decided to show up. And now the Washington Commanders have definitely gave the Miami Dolphins this ball game because they was in clear position to win this game a number of times. But Marcus Mariota and the Washington Commanders was not able to seal the deal late. So the defense for the Miami Dolphins, Tua not turning the ball over, that's huge for the Miami Dolphins as well, because we know, you know, when he gets in that turnover Tua mode, that the Dolphins, they typically lose and they lose big. You know, although he didn't had no touchdowns in this game, the running game was very, very potent for the Miami Dolphins in this ball game. That's pretty much what kept them in this game and helped them ultimately win this game late in overtime. And shout out to Jack Jones for getting the interception first play in overtime to set his team up to get the game-winning field goal. So the Miami Dolphins goes out to Madrid, to Spain, and get a win. And boy, was Flipper flipping. Miami Dolphins are number one.
By the way, I went to a game down there with the Steelers, and it was humid as hell, and it was a throwback Sunday. And do you remember Jay Ajayi, the running back from Boise State?
Boise State.
Yeah, he went for over 200 in that game. I think as James likes to say on the podcast, the Steelers had the South Beach flu that day. And I saw Lawrence Timmons in the end zone throw up more than any human being I've ever seen on an NFL field, which really didn't make sense because he played at Florida State and like it wasn't like it was a total climate change or whatever for him. But that's just an aside. And they played that, like, I'm springing it up because they played that song over and over and over again. It's seared into my brain. You know, Devin Achane has been, I think, the catalyst for this run for Miami. And you know, Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan have always been really good coaches with run concepts. Mm-hmm. And it obviously comes from Shanahan's dad, Mike Shanahan, that zone running scheme. And, you know, they both adopted it. And we've seen guys who you've never heard of thrive before Christian McCaffrey got to San Francisco. But they would have guys you never heard of in the 49ers offense, like Mostert and guys like that, that would have huge games and huge seasons because they fit that scheme. And this guy's just got incredible speed for a running back. Definitely. And if you give him just the slightest, if you give him a hole, he's going to go for a big game. And he did in this game. He went over 100 yards again. It's not like he had a ton of touches either. And you had, I think, Jordan Brooks at linebacker for the Dolphins had 20 tackles in this game. So he showed up big. Their next two games are against the Saints and Jets. The Dolphins. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they don't screw up, they're going to be 6-7. And, you know, I mean, they're probably still not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, because it's going to get cold.
At least they would go into December with like a pulse, you know, which I said after the first game, they might fire their coach.
And you said it's going to be the worst team in the league. I said, come on, Pony.
Right, right. So Mike McDaniel, I'm going to say it. He's got a shot now to save his job there. I know there's a general manager change, but him and Tua have some time here to maybe rewrite the narrative on their season based on how they've performed in the last couple of games.
Yeah, because they can get these next two games and they go into Pittsburgh. They're probably going to lose that game because it's going to be cold. Because
it's December on the road, as you like to say, for the Dolphins.
Exactly, yep. And it's a night game? Oh, hell yeah. It's going to be chilly as you know what out there, Pony. Yeah. Too cold for the Dolphins. They're going to lose that game.
You don't think Mike McDaniel's already done enough to save his job? You think he's still hot seat?
I mean, yeah. You think he has, Pat?
No, he has not. His seat's still hot.
Seat's still hot?
Yeah.
Very hot.
Very hot.
I'm telling you, he just surviving because there's no one, like I told Pony, that the Dolphins feel that can run the team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, he's the guy that, yes, the dog, they're not in a good position right now.
It's called the devil you know, Pat. It's called
exactly.
The devil you know. Let's
devil
go.
The red dress.
Let's go to the NFC West, because I got this one really wrong. Not super, super wrong. Seahawks only lost by two, but Sam Darnold has to call the Ghostbusters again. Because he's seeing them. Four picks in this game, and it really was the difference in the game. The Seahawks still had a chance to win it at the very end, losing on a missed field goal at the very end. But do we want to give the Rams defense credit, or – Does Sam Darnold, you know, really need to go talk to somebody, man?
Pony talked about this, you know, last year. The teams that Sam Darnold lost to, Rams twice and Detroit twice, and it just seemed to me that the Rams defense and Shula has Sam Darnold's number, you know, especially in the passing game. He threw like some four bad interceptions. It wasn't like balls were tipped or anything like that. Yes, he was pressured. I get all of that. But at the same time, it was his receivers, at least two of those, was nowhere in sight. Now, he threw it directly to the opposing team. But with all that, needless to say, with all of that being done in that ball game, he threw four interceptions. This team still had an opportunity to win. And that's credit to that defense. They made the Los Angeles Rams offense and Matthew Stafford look very, very pedestrian. You know, it's very rare that you see Matthew Stafford go out and throw for, you know, 150 yards. You know, he's a walking 300-yard per game quarterback. And what they was able to do defensively pretty much shut all of that down. And that's what gave them the opportunity to hang around in that ball game regardless of the interception that Sam Darnold threw. So the Seattle Seahawks defense is for real. Obviously, they can play on the road. They seem to play better on the road. But if Sam Darnold don't turn the ball over four times, they probably win that football game, because early on in the game, they was moving the ball up and down the field. They just wasn't able to get it in the end zone, and it was just turning the football over. So they had an opportunity to still win this football game. Just Sam Darnold cannot be Sam Darnold when he the Sam Darnold of old when he plays the Los Angeles Rams, the Detroit Lions, because guess what? He's going to have to play the Rams again. That was his first meeting, and he's probably going to have to run across the Detroit Lions in the playoffs. So those two teams seem to be Sam Darnold's bugaboo right now, and he's going to have to go, you know, to Mass or whatever on that Saturday or that Sunday morning before he played these teams again to get those skeletons out the closet so he can finally get over the hump.
The NFL, like any workplace or job or industry, has tiers where you've got guys who are just fighting for their lives, trying to stay on NFL rosters. You have guys that are trying to fight to be starters. You have guys who are trying to fight for like all pros, you know, Hall of Fame. You go up and down the list. Sam Darnold, to me, has made the jump. Like, he's not fighting to be an NFL starting quarterback anymore. He is an NFL starting quarterback.
Yep, he is.
The question now becomes, can he go from NFL starting quarterback to someone
to elite, more like
an all pro guy? And I would say this about the way he plays in these games. It's very Kirk Cousins-esque for me. You know, putting up these numbers against teams, but when he runs into certain situations, step up in competition, games that you would say, you know, this game has a lot of impact on the standings and if you're going to make the playoffs or then in the playoffs.
So pressure moments, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes, and he struggles in those games. Mm-hmm. He's the biggest reason why they lost. The only other guy in this game, and I'm going to give him my game ball for this week, is Evans, the Rams punter. That was one of the best punts I've ever seen in my entire life at the end of the game.
Yes, indeed. Looked like my 60 degree with that backspin on it.
And by the way, speaking of 60 degree, I played my first round of golf on Saturday in 2 years. And the first hole was a par, and then it was all downhill from there, Pat.
Hey, you started off with a par. That's all that matters.
Situation with everybody watching me. Great. You know, first drive off the tee, piped it right down the middle of the fairway, 240. I'm in business.
Right.
Everything after that was horrible. So, yeah. But Sam Darnold, I mean, these games to me are going to define his career now. They'll probably make the playoffs. But I don't expect much once they get there because of how he performs in games like this.
Man, you know what, Pony? You brought up something very, very interesting. Talk about the pressure moments. Because we know what the San Francisco 49ers are going to do, or at least what we predict them to do in the later part of the season. It's going to be a race. And one of these divisions is going to have two or more teams coming out of it. And it's either going to be the NFC West or the NFC North. So that's what it's really going to come down to, in my opinion, as far as the playoff seeding. And you talk about the pressure moments. This is when the season starts to get pressurized.
Pat, I think it's going to be
start to get like this.
I think it's going to be deja vu. I think they're going to have a really good record, and they're going to be a road team again, just like the Vikings were with him last year, because they're not going to finish in first place. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to go to like Tampa and play James Bucks on the road or something like that opening weekend. And we'll see how he does. But I don't see them finishing with a better record than the Rams now. And I agree with you. It's not even a foregone conclusion that they'll finish with a better record than the 49ers.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what made me laugh harder in the background. Pat saying that Sam Darnold needs Jesus before the game, or him illustrating what everyone's sphincters are doing at the end. That was an all-time segment from Patrick Peterson right there. That was amazing. Let's move on, because we're just going to make this hurt back-to-back for James, just the two games that James got wrong. Let's go to the Bucks and the Bills, man, because I do want to say that the end score of that game is not really indicative of how close that game was for most of it.
I agree.
Very competitive game through most of it. You look up, and it's a double-digit loss by the Bucks. But Josh Allen had his way. 6 touchdowns, 3 in the air, 3 on the ground. If he could have punted it to himself and caught it and ran it in, he probably would have done that too, but he just wasn't able to. So what was the biggest reason that my Bucks lost? How was Josh Allen able to take advantage?
That's a good question. You know, I watched that entire game and I got to be honest with you. Like, it felt like offensively for the Bills, he was a one man wrecking crew. You know, like, I don't think really for me, I don't come out of this game thinking, oh, you know, the Bills unlocked this wide receiver, or like, this guy is now going to be, you know, a problem for teams or anything like that. Or James Cook had a monster game on the ground and, you know, that makes the Bills a harder team to play against. No, I just kind of felt like a guy that, you know, he won the MVP last year. This was an MVP-like performance from him. He put his team on his back. And a lot of the plays were, again, made like the touchdown pass he threw to Shavers was, you know, all of him. He runs right. He comes back left. He buys himself more time. And then he throws a dot over two defensive backs' heads and hits his guy in stride in the left corner of the end zone for a touchdown. You know, he just did hero, you know, Herculean stuff to win this game. So if I'm a Bills fan, I'm obviously ecstatic that they won based on how they played in Miami. But I would still be like, can we expect Josh Allen to be this guy every week and pick everybody up? I guess they pay him to do that. But, you know, if not for his greatness, Pat, they would have lost this game on Sunday. It was all him.
It definitely was all him. And this is why I told you the Buffalo Bills won't be able to win. This is not the NBA. You don't have a guaranteed four games to get, you know, to get right in the playoff. It's win or go home. And if the Buffalo Bills want to win, they have to depend on Josh Allen to do everything. He got to be Clark Kent. He got to be Batman. He got to be the Incredible Hulk. He got to be Superman. He got to be Flash in order for that team to put up the points that they're able to put up. And we know they have James Cook. But if teams take away James Cook, now it's all on Josh Allen. We know they don't have a clear-cut number one receiver. We know their defense can't stop the run. In the playoffs, that's what it's going to come down to, because if they're playing home or on the road, a lot of these AFC teams are outdoors and it's cold. So teams are going to want to impose their will on the ground. And as of right now, the Buffalo Bills, they can't stop a run since last year.
I mean, they made Sean Tucker look like Warwick Dunn in this game.
No doubt about it. So for me, their playing style and how Josh Allen is putting the team on his back, yes, that's all fine and dandy. But when they get in the playoff, that's why they end up being let down, because he has to be Superman in that game. Like, someone else on that team is going to have to step up and be more available for them so he can have someone else that he can rely on. Because we all know in the playoff is win or go home, and teams are going to put forth their best game plan to take their best player out of the game. In this case, it's Josh Allen. Yes, we know we cannot allow him to rush all around in the backyard to create extra time to get the ball down the field. Yes, we know we're going to have to slow down Dalvin Cook, but we also know if we're able to run the ball and keep Josh Allen in that offense on the sideline, we're not only taking clock off the minutes off the clock, but we're slowly taking possessions from that Buffalo Bills offense. So to me, the way that they're winning is not sustainable. Josh Allen, he's not going to be able to do these Superman things in the playoff. Yes, he had six total touchdowns, but he also had two turnovers. If Baker Mayfield had his entire arsenal, they probably would have been able to make more bang for their buck off of those turnovers when they was in the red zone and things like that. The Buccaneers are still light-handed right now with their playmakers, and they still had the opportunity to put up 32 points. So, yeah, with the Buffalo Bills, with them putting up 44 points, yeah, as a fan, I'm ecstatic that we want this ball game, but it's a ton of concerns about this Buffalo Bills team still moving forward.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Objectively, I hear you guys. After a team puts up 44 on me and one man scores 6 touchdowns, that's the best team I've ever seen in the NFL. So that's where it builds on right now. My Bucks in the NFC South have some company, Pat. You might have to hit one of those woo, because that lead is
– Carolina Panthers coming, huh?
That lead is getting slim. We'll get to the Panthers in a little bit. Let's go to the Bengals and the Steelers. The Steelers win, but Aaron Rodgers is down. He wanted to go back in. They said no. We got Mason Rudolph, and Mason Rudolph took them home to a win. Pony, what's your reaction to Aaron Rodgers leaving? They said it may not be severe. They said he probably avoided a fracture, but what's your reaction to losing Aaron Rodgers but getting the win?
Mason Rudolph plays well in their offense. Mason Rudolph went to Tennessee last year and played some with Will Levis, and he didn't look very good. But the last 2 years he's been in Pittsburgh, the offense flourishes when he's out there. The offense in this game looked better with Mason Rudolph than it did with Aaron Rodgers, and they got equal playing time. Rodgers played the entire first half. Rudolph played the entire second half, and his stats were better. He led 2 touchdown drives. After that opening drive touchdown for Pittsburgh, I don't think they converted another. They might have converted one more third down the rest of the first half. And at one point, I think Rudolph was 5 of 6 on third down in the second half. So he stays in the pocket and delivers the ball downfield. He really, I think, makes pretty sound decisions where he doesn't put the ball in harm's way, where, you know, there's plays where the team can take the ball away and feast off turnovers. You know, I think for Aaron Rodgers, the Bears are the game next week, and he clearly and obviously wants to play against the team that he's dominated his entire career in Green Bay. And he played with a broken thumb on his throwing hand in Green Bay his last year there. So I don't expect a wrist injury on his non-throwing hand to keep him out of the games. I think he'll keep playing, especially because I think he feels like this is still his last year and he doesn't want to miss games in his kind of swan song. But for me as a Steelers fan, like, I don't see much of a drop off from Aaron Rodgers to Mason Rudolph. And I know people watching or hearing this are like, what are you talking about? One guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer, 4-time MVP, Super Bowl MVP. The other guy is just a career backup. But I watched the games. The last 4 times Mason Rudolph has played for the Steelers, he's had a passer rating over 100, and the Steelers have won. So why should I not trust the guy? based on those stats, Pat. He plays well for them. He just does.
Yeah, he does. And I'll never forget in 2023 when we needed Mason Rudolph the most, when we needed to win those last three out of the four games and we won them, and Mason Rudolph had a statue out there in Pittsburgh. It didn't last very long. They probably took it down now, but he definitely had a statue because we needed those games to get into the playoffs to keep that winning streak of Mike Tomlin alive. But in this game, I just want to talk about what happened with Ja'Marr Chase and Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, that was a bit bizarre. I'm more disappointed with Chase because of his post-game interview, how he just basically told everybody a bold-faced lie. I would have been okay if he would have said, obviously, Jalen, because when I was watching the game and I saw Jalen like kind of like do this right here, I said, man, he had to do something to where that made Jalen do that. Like, I don't think no words, you know, would make him just like grab his face mask and get him that agitated. So as the game obviously was over, I was up at CBS doing some stuff with HQ with Brian McFadden. And as the day continued to go on, now we're starting to see actual video of close up of him actually spitting on the guy. And I saw the post game interview earlier. So I'm like, okay, he said he didn't spit on him, so we got to take his word, right? Man, we go back and see this video. Man, this man blatantly spits on Jalen Ramsey. First and foremost, that's the most disrespectful thing that you can do to another human being besides urinate on someone. But other than that, man, you cannot spit on another grown man on a football field. I don't care what your feelings are or how you're feeling at that moment. That's one of the most disrespectful signs in American history. Like, I don't care how you cut it. Like, you cannot spit on another human being. Like, you're just degrading them to, like, the ground that you walk on for the most part. You know what I mean? So Jalen is absolutely right for doing it. And I know Chase is my LSU Tiger, but wrong is wrong and right is right. And he was dead wrong in this situation. And quite honestly, with Jalen Carter, with that situation happening in the beginning of the season, yes, I know they suspended him for a game, technically because he didn't play this game. But Ja'Marr Chase should have been suspended for two games.
That's what I said.
The reason why this was something that we all saw, you know, to start to kick off the NFL season, and therefore he tried to do it so slick. This why he got to understand as well. There's almost 16 cameras on this football field that's pointed on the guys in timeouts, out of timeouts. That's why I told guys as well. I said this on my radio hit in Arizona. When that red light's on, man, listen, you need to be on your best behavior at all time because you never know who's watching. And he thought that since they was in a timeout break or going in a timeout break, that the camera wasn't on. Well, boy, it's almost 25 something cameras out there, and they always are rolling. And they caught him because this went also looking at his reaction when he did the spit. He knew he was in the wrong. He didn't want to fight back. He was like, "Oh, what are you doing? He got my face mask. He got my helmet. What are you doing to me?" Da, 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 da. But he didn't know there were eyes in the sky. That's why he went into that post game interview saying, "I ain't spit on nobody." Bold faced lie.
Spend him one game for the spit and one game for the lie. That's why I
knowing what he did, but he thought no one else saw it. It wasn't no referees around, and if you go back and look at that video, he only had the water guy, the trainer coming from his side, coming over there. So he thought no one had saw what he was did and that he was close enough to get away with this. And he told us a bold-faced lie, and we saw that video. So he should be suspended for two games, possibly three.
James Harrison had the best line on this. He said, if this happened to me, I'd get the guy's address in the offseason, show up at his house, and someone would have to arrest me. That's how bad.
For real, though, like, I won't be surprised, though, that we see something in the offseason. And I'm just being honest, because, like, you can't do that, man. Like, that's real fighting.
I don't think it's hyperbole when you talk about spitting as one of the most disrespectful things like in U.S. history, it really is. Like, I've never
tried to say if I wanted to really spit on him, I would have spit on his face and not like in his chest. Come on, Ja'Marr Chase. Right. What are we doing here, man?
I've never understood like how frequently spitting on someone on a football field is, because I'm with you, Pat. Like, I think there are very, very few things you could do that are more disrespectful to me than
this. Does somebody ever do that to you, Pat? You ever get spit on in a game?
Man, I don't want to curse on this opponent. Don't get me started. But don't get me started, Pony. If that would ever happen, boy, lit, I am going to jail.
Yeah. I'm saying that right now. I don't look. I hear the sincerity in your voice. I
understand. I am going to jail, boy.
So I understand. On me. Don't ever spit on me.
Like Jalen said, man, it's bigger than football now. Yeah. That's why I said I won't be surprised if he's trying to find, like, I know Jalen. Like, this is not gonna roll over easy with him.
Yeah.
Like, this is a blatant disrespectful move from Ja'Marr Chase. And I won't be surprised. I'm telling you, I would not be surprised if this turned into like a Joey Porter. And what's the big guy name who played for Cincinnati Bengals, offensive lineman? Man. But anyway, it was on site every time that they saw each other. Every time. Yeah. And that's what it's going to turn out to be. Watch it. Mark my word.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Let's go to the Packers and the Giants, because although he didn't win the game, possibly the greatest pregame quote I've ever seen. The horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. I mean, Jameis Winston is just a national treasure. He's just an absolute national treasure. And I think everyone in America outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin, was rooting for Jameis Winston in this game. But Micah Parsons makes a big play at the end of the game. The Packers hold on and get the win. Well, we could give Jameis his props, his flowers, all we want. But did the Packers pass the eye test for you to still be considered one of the best teams in the NFC after this win?
Not really. Yeah, I'm with Pat on that. Not really. You know, they lost Love for a little bit. He comes back in the game. Josh Jacobs got injured and never came back. So in that way, like, they've had some tough injuries on offense. Kraft is already out for the year. I feel like every one of their wide receivers has missed playing time. So there's some excuses, I guess, that could be made for why it's such a struggle for them. And Malik Willis came into this game and I thought played well again. He threw a touchdown pass. He stuck it right in there for Watson in the red zone. It was a nice play. But, you know, it's excruciating watching these Packers games. After the first two games, they looked like they were going to be far and away the best team in the NFC. They're going to be lucky to make the playoffs now,
as it turns out. That one tie is going to be crucial.
I was going to say the same thing, especially with the Bears record now and the Lions schedule over the second half of the season. You know, Jameis threw an interception in the end zone to end the game, and it was in the last minute. They were driving to tie the game again. And this is one of the instances where I think Jameis gets a bad rap. I think the wide receiver was completely lost on the play, Hyatt. I thought that was more of a miscommunication between a quarterback and receiver. And I 99% of the time put that on the wide receiver and not the quarterback. They were lucky because the Giants were driving there. And if they score a touchdown, I think they go for two in the win. And Green Bay might have been in trouble. You know, they've already lost to Carolina at home. And they tied the Cowboys, as you pointed out, and they were right there again on the razor's edge of losing the game they're supposed to win every week.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on with the Green Bay Packers offense. And it might be partially Jordan Love not being able to really, to me, besides that Pittsburgh game, that's probably the only game I felt like passing-wise that he was really, really efficient. You know, I believe he had over 300 yards, and I don't know if it was going up against Aaron Rodgers that he really wanted to outplay his former teammate. But for the most part, this year, all year, and we know that Jordan Love track record in the beginning part of the season, he always starts off a little slow, maybe be dealing with a couple injuries, and as the season starts to progress, he gets better. But I have yet to see that from Jordan Love this season. I thought this would be a game that he would be able to explore this New York Giants defense. Wasn't able to do that. Now, granted, there was a bunch of drops in this ball game from his receivers again. Yep. But for the most part, I didn't see the fluidity in the offense that we saw last year towards the back half of the season. The first two games of this season looking like the clear cut, you know, walk away favorites to walk out of the NFC with the acquisition of Micah Parsons. So there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered. Now with Josh Jacobs being injured, he may be out for an extensive amount of time. They already don't have go-to receivers, in my opinion. They have a receiver by committee, but they still don't have that guy who can close out the ball game for them. So that one tie, I told you when it happened. I know you I think I wasn't on this show, but everybody's talking about, oh, they can't all be that bad. But in the division that they're in, that's horrible. You cannot have no half game loss and having a tie on your record if you want to have playoff hopes with how good your division is playing right now. So the Green Bay Packers, man, they're fighting for their lives as well. You know, so this is almost, if you look at it, gotta have it games as well going into the last 7 weeks of this football season. So Jordan Love is going to have to, you know, flip that switch right now. And it's typically around the time that he does flip that switch. But now, without having Josh Jacob, we know the defense is going to play lights out. But now, not having that running game, a lot of pressure now is going to be on Josh or Jordan Love's shoulders to execute and be and play like an MVP type of player in order for the Green Bay Packers to make a playoff push.
This is an Etsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original, the sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.